Now listen again and check the correct statement, applying the vocabulary.
I'm here with Michael Chen, who is from Taiwan, and we're discussing cultural differences in the way people express anger. Michael, is there any way to generalize about people in Taiwan? I mean, are there strong cultural traditions about expressing anger? I've actually heard that it's unacceptable to show anger there. Is that true?
Well, generally, I think it's very unusual for someone to express anger toward an authority figure, say a parent or a superior at work. That's just not considered appropriate. Speaking for myself, if I got mad at my boss, I certainly wouldn't lose my temper. As a matter of fact, I probably wouldn't even raise my voice. I might let off a little steam by talking with a colleague about what happened, but I'd try not to let anything show to my boss, I mean. I'd definitely keep it in.
What about with friends and colleagues? Are people in Taiwan always so controlled about their anger?
Of course not. I wouldn't want to suggest that everyone is the same, but I think we are a little slower to anger than people in many other places. We tend to let things go for a while. You really have to be provoked before you show it. Let's say you're meeting a friend for lunch and he's late. You probably wouldn't say anything. But if it happened all the time, well, eventually, you wouldn't be able to hold it back. You'd have to say what's on your mind.
So, in other words, you're less likely to make an issue out of something.
Right.
Things have to be very bad before you'll have it out with someone, right?
Right. But even then, you wouldn't really explode. I think that kind of thing is very rare among people who know each other. People are more subdued in expressing their anger. You'd raise your voice, sure, but not as much. You'd say what's on your mind, but really tell someone off? No, I can't imagine someone doing that.
What about when people don't know each other, like with complete strangers? For example, when someone cuts you off while you're driving.
Ah, road rage. That's one situation where you might not hold back. When it comes to nasty drivers, it's no different in Taiwan than anywhere else in the world. Some people become enraged, and they show it. No holds barred.
But what about you?
Me? I might get mad, but I wouldn't do anything about it.
Page 44. Exercise C. Listening. Infer information. Listen to an interview with Michael Chen.
I'm here with Michael Chen, who is from Taiwan, and we're discussing cultural differences in the way people express anger. Michael, is there any way to generalize about people in Taiwan? I mean, are there strong cultural traditions about expressing anger? I've actually heard that it's unacceptable to show anger there. Is that true?
Well, generally, I think it's very unusual for someone to express anger toward an authority figure, say a parent or a superior at work. That's just not considered appropriate. Speaking for myself, if I got mad at my boss, I certainly wouldn't lose my temper. As a matter of fact, I probably wouldn't even raise my voice. I might let off a little steam by talking with a colleague about what happened, but I'd try not to let anything show to my boss, I mean. I'd definitely keep it in.
What about with friends and colleagues? Are people in Taiwan always so controlled about their anger?
Of course not. I wouldn't want to suggest that everyone is the same, but I think we are a little slower to anger than people in many other places. We tend to let things go for a while. You really have to be provoked before you show it. Let's say you're meeting a friend for lunch and he's late. You probably wouldn't say anything. But if it happened all the time, well, eventually, you wouldn't be able to hold it back. You'd have to say what's on your mind.
So, in other words, you're less likely to make an issue out of something.
Right.
Things have to be very bad before you'll have it out with someone, right?
Right. But even then, you wouldn't really explode. I think that kind of thing is very rare among people who know each other. People are more subdued in expressing their anger. You'd raise your voice, sure, but not as much. You'd say what's on your mind, but really tell someone off? No, I can't imagine someone doing that.
What about when people don't know each other, like with complete strangers? For example, when someone cuts you off while you're driving.
Ah, road rage. That's one situation where you might not hold back. When it comes to nasty drivers, it's no different in Taiwan than anywhere else in the world. Some people become enraged, and they show it. No holds barred.
But what about you?
Me? I might get mad, but I wouldn't do anything about it.